so I came up telling it just like.
Can you hear us now?
Yeah.
Okay. So we are back into Record Session 222, case number 18-104. And do we have a motion from anybody on this one?
I have a motion to stay pending outcomes until we have the criminal matter resolved.
Okay, I'll second that. And we'll have to do a roll call.
Sure. Dr. Rubin.
Aye.
Ms. Kelly. Dr. Popio.
Aye.
Dr. Sadek.
Aye.
Ms. Tibbet.
Aye.
Dr. Spratt.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, we're on to 5E, case number 19-121. And
Dr. Sadek, members of the board, on January 11, 2018, the board entered into a consent agreement with respondent regarding board case 16-060. The following outlines respondent's noncompliance with the agreement. The agreement placed Dr. Eldridge on 3 years probation with a license restriction where he was not to write a prescription for opioids and opiates without performing an in-person physical examination, appropriately assessing and or evaluating the patient's medical diagnosis or the prescription protocols. Pardon me, I'm going to step back a little bit. As part of the agreement, board staff subpoenaed Randa medical charts in April of 2018, August of 2018, August of 2018, and again in January of 2019. Three of those records were sent to Dr. Thompson for review. Dr. Thompson provided his written report. Dr. Eldridge was required to provide the board with dispensing logs from January 1st, 2017 through December 31st of 2017. The board received what appeared to be an inventory log. Dr. Eldridge was notified in April of 2018. The information he provided may not comply with Title 21 Code of Federal Regulation, Part 130422. Dr. Eldridge followed up with additional information which appears to reflect submissions to the Arizona State Board of PMP, disclosing the patients for which Dr. Eldridge provided controlled substances from his office location. However, after running a PMP of Dr. Eldridge as the dispenser, for that time period, only 7 entries were in fact reported, and out of those 7 entries, only 3 have a coordinating manual entry form. Dr. Eldridge was required to complete 15 hours of staff pre-approved CME in the areas of pain management, charting and record keeping, and medical diagnosis, and 15 hours in any other area. Dr. Eldridge failed to supply CME for pre-approval, and while Dr. Eldridge provided copies of CME along with an application for certificate to dispense, it is unknown if any of these CMEs were intended to be supplied for pre-approval or intended to meet the requirements of the consent agreement. Several attempts were made by board staff to confirm why these CMEs were supplied to the board, but Dr. Eldridge failed to respond to any of the inquiries.
So I'll make a motion, unless the board feels they need an executive session, I'll make a motion to be executive. Okay. So Mr. Biz, executive session, I'll second that, and that's
all those in favor?
All those in favor. For legal advice, 227.